Good evening. All right, everybody get comfortable and be ready to hang on because I got a 21-point sermon coming right at you. I'm just kidding. Let's get started with a word of prayer tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before your throne, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you would help me to preach the sermon, Lord, and give me the words to speak, Lord, that they would challenge the hearts out there in the congregation, Lord, as it's challenged me. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just bless me, Lord, and bless everyone out there. In the 1912 Olympics, one of the most famous athletes, Jim Thorpe, won many awards in the track and field events. The King of Sweden was able to present him with 2 gold medals and said, "You, sir, are the greatest athlete in the world." Can you imagine being able to receive that kind of compliment? Being able to step up onto that podium while millions watched and chanted your name? Can you imagine, after all that hard work and time you put into striving toward this prize, and to finally have those gold medals within your grasp? But then, can you imagine the disappointment and the heartache felt by Jim Thorpe as these 2 medals were taken away from him because of his past experience on a professional team? After all that hard work and labor and sweat and tears, all for nothing. Paul was frustrated while he wrote to the Corinthians. He knew that the church had seen great examples of devotion and discipline through the Isthmian athletes in Corinth. But yet the church seemed as if they weren't taking their spiritual race seriously. He addresses this in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, and this is the text that I'll be talking about today. The text says this: "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." In verse 24, Paul challenges the church to run in such a way that they can win this prize. To do so, they'll have to identify the prize, they're going to have to train with a purpose, and they're going to have to knock out the disqualifiers. These are my 3 main points that I'll be talking about. The first one is to identify the prize. When we take a look at the history, when Paul was writing this letter, and we look at what the Isthmian athletes were striving for, they were striving for a perishable prize, which was a wreath crown made of olive leaves. They would also receive a payment, and they would be paraded through the streets of their home city like a hero. But the payment would be spent, the crowds would leave eventually, and that wreath crown, so prized by these athletes, would rot away. Paul, knowing this, wanted to compare the perishable Isthmian crown to the prize which the Christian strives for, which is imperishable. This is talked about in verse 25. "Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable." This imperishable prize Paul is talking about is the crown of righteousness, talked about in verse 25, and is also mentioned in 2 Timothy 4:8. Now that we've seen the prize that the Isthmian athletes trained for, and the prize that us Christians should be going after, we have to take a look at ourselves. What kind of prize are we pursuing? Is it that perishable prize? Could it be that boat, that car, or the perfect job, or even a decent house? Something that in the long run really doesn't matter? Or are we pursuing an imperishable prize, the crown of righteousness that awaits us in heaven? What kind of prize are you pursuing? Well, now that we've seen this prize that's so glorified that is in heaven awaiting us, we realize then we're going to have to train for it. We're going to have to train with a purpose. This brings me to my second point. When we look at how the Isthmian athletes trained, they trained from when they were very young. They would work with a trainer at the age of 10. And like the athletes today, before the event, 10 months before the event, they would have to go through a rigorous training routine consisted of 4-day workouts. The first day was short, high-intensity workouts made for toning the body. The second day consisted of long, strenuous workouts made for building up the endurance for the body. Then the third day consisted mainly of rest and mild workouts. And the fourth day was sparring, or actually practicing for that event and fixing the little things. When we look at us Christians, we need to be training ourselves to become closer to Christ. This is talked about in verse 26. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. How we can train to come closer to Christ is by reading God's word and memorizing it. This is also talked about in 1 Corinthians 2:13. When we come and memorize scripture and we're reading it, we have to come with the intent of growing closer to Christ. We can always just say, all right, I'm reading my Bible. Man, I'm even memorizing scripture. But we're just checking it off the list. We're not having it in our mind for us to get closer to God, to get to know Him. And then when the game time comes, or when a situation arises, we can know what to do because we have scripture and how to apply it to our lives. Well, now that we've seen how the Isthmian athletes train and how us Christians should train, we have to look at ourselves again. Are we just going through the motions? Are we just checking off, reading our Bible, coming to church, or memorizing scripture just because it's expected of us? Or are we coming before God with the intent of drawing closer to Christ and knowing more about Him? Are you training with a purpose? Well, now that we've identified the prize, we're training with a purpose now, we realize we're going to have to knock out the impulses that can keep us from being used of God. This brings me to my third and final point. We have to knock out the disqualifiers. This is talked about in verse 27. But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. The Isthmian athletes discipline themselves to knock out physical disqualifiers. They use diets and curfews. Curfews were basically meant to keep the athletes from going out partying all night long and then coming in the next day and not being able to perform even or even practice. Their diets, instead of having that nice, big, juicy sirloin steak and that hot fudge sundae, consisted mainly of fruits, vegetables, and grains. Not the best thing you want to order, but they did this so they could keep themselves from gaining any unnecessary weight, so they would be disqualified. When we look at us Christians, we need to be disciplining ourselves to knock out spiritual disqualifiers. When we look at this verse, according to John MacArthur, the word discipline means to hit under the eye or to knock out. When we look at Paul's example of discipline, he went to the extreme. He literally meant he wanted to knock out the impulses that would keep him from being used of God. So now that we've seen how the Isthmian athletes discipline themselves and how Paul or us Christians should be disciplining ourselves, we have to look at now ourselves and see, are we just packing on this weight, the sins that can easily just lead us right to the edge of being disqualified? Are we resisting the temptation that this world has to offer and going straight toward God where we can be used of Him? Are you knocking out the disqualifiers? Well, there you have it. We've looked at Paul's challenge to the church to run the race so we can win. We can do this by pursuing an imperishable prize of righteousness, the crown of righteousness, which can be achieved by the believer. We need to be training with the fact of growing closer to Christ and not just going through the motions. And then we need to be knocking out the sins that can lead us to being disqualified from God's use. It was the 1924 in the Paris Olympics. The Flying Scotsman, also known as Eric Liddell, a British missionary to China, was preparing for the 400-meter dash. As he took his place, an American man handed him a piece of paper. On it was written 1 Samuel 2:30, "Those who honor me, I will honor." He ran and won that race with that piece of paper in his hand. He received a bronze medal for the Paris Olympics. But more importantly, he used this time in the Olympics to witness to others and to bring souls to Christ, winning the incorruptible crown. Eric Liddell ran so he could win his race. How are you running yours? Thank you.